So today's speaker is Har Grace Savitri Mataji. So thank you so much, Mataji, for giving a valuable association. Now you can take over the class, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेषु गोपिकान्त श्रीराधकान्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुव्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the Absolute Truth. So we are starting from the text number 123. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Aponare Jananu Krishna Moro Prabhu Trata Jivero Hayo Gyanu. The forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna. Through the Vedic literatures, the realized spiritual master and the super soul. Through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is, and he can understand that Lord Krishna is the eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Purport. Being forgetful of his real position, the conditioned soul may take help from Shastra Guru and the Super Soul within his heart. Krishna is situated within everyone's heart as the Super Soul. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hiddishe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarunari Mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and He is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. As a Shakta Vesh Avatara, Vyasadeva, Krishna teaches the conditioned soul through the Vedic literatures. Krishna externally appears as the spiritual master and trains the conditioned soul to come to Krishna consciousness. When his original when his original Krishna consciousness is revived, the conditioned soul is delivered from the material clutches. Thus, a conditioned soul is always helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in three ways: by the scriptures, the spiritual master, and the super soul within the heart. The Lord is the deliverer of the conditioned soul and is accepted as the Supreme Lord of all living entities. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma shucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. This same instruction is found throughout all Vedic literatures. Sadhu, Shastra and Guru act as the representatives of Krishna, and the Krishna consciousness movement is also taking place all over the universe. Whoever takes advantage of this opportunity becomes liberated. So we are hearing directly from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. And he gives us the knowledge about the self-realization, because our life is meant for that. Our goal is this self-realization. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enlightening Srila Sanatana Goswami about the science of self-realization. As Sanatana Goswami asked some questions, very fundamental questions about the life, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuously giving his instructions or revealing the truth to us. All the verses what we are reading are all included within the science of self-realization. Everything is included within the science of self-realization. Just like subject matter of Bhagavad Gita also same. Whole subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is the science of self-realization. Everything is included within Krishna Bhakti. We cannot give up anything, leave anything, and achieve Krishna Bhakti. Outside of Krishna's instructions, we cannot achieve Krishna consciousness. It is within the jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness. So, in the previous verse, we heard from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Maya Mugdha Jivero Nahi Shato Krishna Gyano Jivero Kripai Koila Krishna Vedo Purano. The conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own effort, but out of causeless mercy, Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and it supplements the Purana. So these are the assets of human being. These are our actual wealth. Because this Veda Purana, they are given by Krishna out of his causeless mercy. So if we accept as our assets and utilize in our lives, means we live by those instructions, then definitely we will achieve complete self-realization. And without this self-realization, we cannot become liberated. This is the point. We may achieve this self-realization within this lifetime or after millions of lifetimes, but we have to have it. So in this present verse, 1, 2, 3, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking that Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Aponare Janano. Sri Krishna reveals himself. Sri Krishna reveals about himself, informs about himself through Shastra, Guru and Paramatma. Krishna also known as Atma. we are also known as Atma, but situation is different, position is different. Krishna is Param Atma, we are individual minute Atma. So Krishna reveals himself to us through Shastra Guru and Paramatma. These are our assets to know Krishna. And ultimately to attain Krishna. We can own Krishna also by understanding what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Krishna moro prabhu trata jivira hai gyan. Through these he can understand the Supreme Lord as he is. How? He can understand that Lord Krishna is the eternal master and deliverer from clutches of Maya. So Krishna consciousness is our only asset and most valuable asset. Whatever we are hearing from Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and whatever we are hearing from Krishna Dvaipayan Vyasadeva, who is also Krishna, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, about the same Krishna who is now speaking, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are directly getting all help from Krishna. And this is our highest or ultimate asset or wealth. We must honor and we must value, understand the importance of the wealth. So Krishna is our only wealth, possession for a devotee. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of the conditioned life, can come to understand how to attain liberation, already liberated. When someone is on the platform of self-realization, he is already liberated. And it is possible to achieve within this short period of time or life. So Srila Prabhupada is again trying to convince us about the presence of Krishna within our hearts. Krishna is situated within our hearts as Super Soul. Because we have forgotten our real identity, soul, so we must get help from three sources. And Krishna is always within us, that full confidence we must have. Full faith. And we can attain all the help from three sources. And Krishna from within actually allows us to realize the truth. From outside he gives the knowledge as guru, as Shastra, inside and outside. He is helping us in all respects, provided we are understanding the help that is coming from, and we must attain and make full utilization in our lives. So Srila Prabhupada also says that Krishna says sarvadharman paritaja, means that is his ultimate instruction. We should not look anything outside of Krishna. Okay, outside of Krishna or Krishna consciousness, there are so many things I should achieve. No. Our whole attention should be focused on Krishna's instructions and live by that instruction. Then definitely we will come to the platform of self-realization, And without being self-realization, we are self-realized soul, we cannot be liberated. That's the point Srila Prabhupada makes here in the purport. That without, when his original Krishna consciousness is revived, the conditioned soul is delivered from the material clutches. So revival of Krishna consciousness means come to the platform of self-realization. So that is the point. Now, going to the next verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is again speaking. Veda Shastra Kahe Sambandho Ovidayo Prayojano Krishna Prapyo Sambandho Bhakti Praptero Sadhuno. The Vedic literatures give information about the living entity's eternal relationship with Krishna, which is called Sambandha. The living entity's understanding of this relationship and his acting accordingly is called Avideya. Returning home back to Godhead is the ultimate goal of life and is called Prayojana. Prayojana means ultimate need. What is the need? Need to be back to our original position into the spiritual existence, in the spiritual reality. That's the point. Ultimate goal of life is known as Prayojana, or ultimate need of Atma is to be with Krishna, to be in the association of Krishna, in love. So Vedic literature informs us about three fundamental points of life. That's why through the Vedic literatures, everything is clearly understood by any living being. And Srila Prabhupada mercifully came to America, means Western world, and gave us this Vedic literatures. Whatever he gave us, that is within the Vedic literatures. He spread the Vedic knowledge, Vedic way of life, and goal means Krishna's points. Vedic points means Krishna's points. Vedic instructions means Krishna's instructions. This point is now being established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot get complete understanding about absolute truth outside of Vedic literature. Some portions are mentioned in every literatures, means every scriptures, bona fide scriptures of this world, but complete knowledge about the absolute truth cannot be had, cannot be attained outside of Vedic literatures. The Vedic literatures should not be considered as only Hindu scriptures. It is for all mankind. So this is the point we understand, and we must take full advantage of that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the Vedic literatures inform us about living entities, relationship with Krishna, and how to live in that relationship, that is, avideya, act always according to that relationship. Bhakti means activities according to the relationship with Krishna. So activities are always there. Bhakti is never inert thing or inactivity. It's not. It's active service or activities according to our relationship with Krishna. Means we are subordinate servants of Krishna, so all the activities must be done for His pleasure. And what's the goal? Goal is always remain with Krishna. Attain love for Krishna. That is the meaning of going back home, back to Godhead. Because automatically it will happen. It doesn't matter whether we live here or live there. If a life already given to Krishna in love, then it doesn't matter whether my life is within this body or within another body or in this place or that place, it doesn't matter. It is already given to Krishna. So devotees never worry about this present body to maintain, because what is actual point in the shastras, the sarvadharman paityajya, mam ekam sharanam braja. Take full shelter of me. Give yourself completely to Krishna. When you already give, already we offer everything, whatever is there within the body, the mind, intelligence, soul, everything already offered to Lord, then it doesn't matter whether this life can continue within this body or some other body or this place or that place, it doesn't matter. So this is the platform Sri Krishna is speaking about. We must achieve that platform. Now going to the next. 125. Obhideyo namo bhakti premo prayojano purushartho shiromani premo mahadhano. Devotional service or sense activity for the satisfaction of the Lord is called avideya, because it can develop one's original love of Godhead, which is the goal of life. This goal is the living entity's topmost interest and greatest wealth. Thus one attains the platform of transcendental loving service unto the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly giving all the knowledge, revealing the truth, how to achieve the platform of love for Krishna. So purport, the conditioned soul is bewildered by the external material energy, which fully engages him in sense gratification in various ways. Due to engagement in material activities, one's original Krishna consciousness is covered. However, as the Supreme Father of all living entities, Krishna wants his sons to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, he personally comes to deliver Vedic literatures, such as Bhagavad Gita. He engages his confidential servants to serve as spiritual masters and enlighten the conditioned living entities. Being present in everyone's heart, the Lord gives the living entities the conscience whereby they can accept the Vedas and the spiritual master. In this way, the living entity can understand his constitutional position and his relationship with the Supreme Lord, as personally enunciated by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaischa Sarveir Ahameva Vedyaha. Through the study of Vedanta, one may become fully aware of his relationship with the Supreme Lord and act accordingly. In this way, one may ultimately attain the platform of loving service to the Lord. It is in the living entity's best interest to understand the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, the living entities have forgotten that this is their best interest. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nate vidhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Bhagavatam 7.5.31. Everyone wants to achieve life's ultimate goal, but due to being absorbed in the material energy, we waste our time with sense gratification. Through the study of Vedic literatures, of which the essence of the Bhagavad Gita is the Bhagavad Gita, one comes to Krishna consciousness. Thus, one engages in devotional service called avidheya. When the living entity actually develops love of Godhead, he has reached the ultimate goal, prayojana. In other words, one who becomes fully Krishna conscious has attained the perfection of life. So Srila Prabhupada also elaborating the same point. What is prayojana? Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing more. Back home, back to Godhead, Srila Prabhupada says, is the prayojana. Now here, attaining the platform of transcendental loving service is the prayojana. Same thing. It doesn't matter. If we have love for Krishna, complete pure love for Krishna, it doesn't matter where we live, here or there, it is already back home, back to Godhead. The main point is about the absorption of our thoughts. Where we keep our mind. If we keep our mind at the lotus feet of Krishna in full surrender, then we are already in that level. Surrender means now nothing is mine. Absolutely. Compulsory renouncement is requirement. This is the requirement. Complete compulsory renouncement of material attraction. Internally, we must have this feeling, I don't have anything in this world. Absolutely. So that is the renouncement or detachment. Now, it is not possible if we do not have higher things to possess. Param drishtva nivartate. Bhagavad Gita says, if we do not have something higher, valuable assets in our possessions, how can you give up the material possessions? Means sense of possessing anything here. Whether we live in home or in the forest, it doesn't matter. Our heart must be like that. I do not possess anything in this three worlds. It's already taken by Krishna, because Krishna's possessions, right? How can you snatch from Krishna's hand? It's already taken. Everything has been taken by Krishna, including us. So if that feeling is there, I'm already taken by Krishna, then what is in my, what is there to claim as mine? It is not possible unless we have param drishtva, means higher position. What is the highest position? Krishna. Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti. Our surrender to Krishna is the highest asset. Immediately we give up that kind of lower consciousness that I possess. Aham mamiti. I am the enjoyer. And I possess so many things to enjoy for me. I do not have anything to enjoy for myself. This is called renouncement. But we enjoy greatly in offering service, in rendering service to Krishna, because now Krishna is my asset. Shri Radha Krishna's lotus feet are my assets. My pure love for them is my asset. Then it is really very easy to give up this lower consciousness. Param drishtva anivartate. Otherwise, it is very hard to give up our attachments for any material assets. We live by possessing those things. Without that, we cannot just live. that Krishna says, param drishtva nivartate. It is possible by having higher taste, higher, most valuable assets. By seeing Krishna as Paramatma within the heart, param drishtva nivartate. Again, seeing param means param atma. Easily give up all worries, all anxieties, all lethargies, everything we give up, any negativities, and we become so much enthusiastic in our spiritual life. Because again, param drishtva nivartate. If we constantly keep Krishna in our vision, param drishtva, paramatma, if paramatma is always visible in our eyes, in the eyes of our atma, jnana chakshu, through jnana chakshu and shastra chakshu, if we see always paramatma within our heart, then easily we give up any materialistic activities, any material thoughts, and any lower consciousness, material consciousness, we give up. Param drishtva, again. When you see Krishna, you also see yourself. That is included within param drishtva. You see your atma or yourself within paramatma. Because Atma cannot live outside of Paramatma. Atma is living within Krishna. And that is the philosophy. Vaishnava philosophies progress from Ramanujacharya's Sri Sampradaya's philosophy. Vishishta Advaita Bhad. Advaita, Krishna only exists with some specific characteristic, Vishishta, with some distinction. What is that? All Atmas are living within Krishna. So Krishna only exists. And Atma lives as a subordinate servant of Krishna. So we can see the Param Tattva. Param drishtva nivartate. What Sri Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking. Shastra, Guru and Atma. So Atma darshan or Paramatma darshan, Param drishtva nivartate. What Sri Krishna speaking is also compulsory. Through Shastra we understand the knowledge of Atma and Paramatma. But we have to have this vision also. We cannot become a yogi without having this vision of Atma and Paramatma. Param drishtva nivartate. When you see Paramatma, also we see ourselves within the Paramatma. When you see Krishna, also we see ourselves within Krishna as a servant. We are separate, also we are not separate from Krishna. We are separate as servants and we serve. Because we are all Krishna, so we are also one with Krishna. So from Vishishta Advaita Vad, gradually we get Dvaita Vad, then Bheda Bheda Vad, Shuddha Dvaita Vad. Then Achinta Veda Veda Bhad. All are Vaishnava philosophy. Very wonderfully we understand about the Absolute Truth. And it is required to understand the absolute Truth as nicely as possible, as deeply as possible. Krishna Srila Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, purport in Chapter 5, I think, 11 or 12, text number of 11 or 12. He said, only Krishna exists. When we realize this point, we get unadulterated peace, and that is the platform of fearlessness. Because if you see all the time Krishna, the fear will not exist within the heart. Well, so without understanding absolute truth through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, through chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, how can we achieve self-realization, or means get the liberation from the bondage of birth and death? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is absolutely important? Because complete enlightenment is available, is possible through the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. See, I may theoretically understand all the philosophies, but I may not be an enlightened person. Just like many times devotees speak about that. We hear that we are the bodies, but we do not realize that. The enlightenment is where? Where is the realization? Where is the enlightenment? For the enlightenment, for the realization, we need the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through the disciplic succession, our acharyas is explaining the same truth in more and more simpler ways so we can realize. So now Srila Prabhupada is also helping us. Param Drishtva Nivartate means Paramatma must be within our vision all the time. And we see Paramatma, also we see ourselves within Paramatma. Because we do not have any separate existence, we always exist within Krishna, within Paramatma. So outside of Krishna consciousness, there is no auspicious thing for our life. When we realize this point, easily we surrender. Sarvadharman surrender. And surrender means love. This knows two things. Giving one's life to Krishna, giving one's whole heart to Krishna is the love, loving platform. And on that platform, when we render pure service to Krishna, transcendental service to Krishna, that means we are now situated in our original position. Whole point is to awaken Atma's proper position or proper identity. One's proper position. So, we must keep the self in proper position all the time. Self means here body, mind and Atma. All, everything should be placed or kept in its proper position. Subordinate servant of Krishna, surrendered servant of Krishna. Then other things are nicely realized. Are nicely attained. So here again, Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Bhagavad Gita, how Krishna is helping us about helping us from within and from outside to make us realize the science of absolute truth. So, science of self-realization or our bhakti is never outside of Bhagavad Gita, outside of Srimad Bhagavatam, outside of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is not. It is not outside of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is within. So that is the point we have to realize. And this is the only process to achieve the goal of life within this short period of time. Otherwise, it takes millions of births. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. So, it takes many, many millions of lives to give up the attachment for material enjoyment. So that's why we hear it is gradual process or very short, very long process, because it takes a lot of time to give up this attachment. But it can be very quick also if we have this param drishtva anivartate. And Srila Prabhupada says in the last paragraph, everyone wants to achieve life's ultimate goal, but due to being absorbed in the material energy, we waste our time with sense gratification. This point is not easily understood by us. So that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is absolutely important for us. Here, through the study of Vedic literatures, of which essence is the Bhagavad Gita, one comes to Krishna consciousness. Thus one engages in devotional service called avidheya. When the living entity actually develops love of Godhead, he has reached the ultimate goal. Prayojana. In other words, one who becomes fully Krishna conscious has attained the perfection of life. And it is possible within this present life. Before our death, we must achieve it. We should not take risk. for another life practice. Come to the stage of perfection. The perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness can be achieved within this short period of time of this life. Now 126, Krishna Madhurja Shevananda Praptiro Karano Krishna Seva Kare Aro Krishna Rasho Ashvadano. When one attains the transcendental bliss of an intimate relationship with Krishna, he renders service to him and tastes the mellows of Krishna consciousness. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing. The Guru, Shastra and Atma. Guru. Guru Kripa is absolutely important. By Gurudev's mercy, that is called empowerment. Guru reveals the same truth to us, and Shastra and Paramatma. So we cannot avoid any items here. All are important in our lives. If we go on following the same process, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, what will be the result? Krishna Madhurja Shevananda Praptiro Karan. He's of an intimate relationship with Krishna. Then he renders service to him. Service means activities. Bhakti means devotional activities. And taste the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Krishna Rasa Ashvadan. That rasa is so nectarian, sweet, that a devotee cannot live without this rasa. Rasa means pleasure also. Means we achieve, we attain, or we taste constantly this pleasure. Because life without pleasure is like a dead life. There's no life at all, right? The life is so dull without the pleasure. And highest pleasure is this, Krishna consciousness. Because there's an exchange of rasa between devotee and Krishna. Devotee gives himself completely to Krishna. Krishna also gives himself completely to devotee. This is called intimate relationship. And we attain transcendental bliss of this intimate relationship with Krishna. It's not one-sided. It's both-sided. And Krishna lets us experience that. That he is also ours. As a devotee thinks that I am taken by Krishna, so Krishna also loves to be taken by a devotee. And we see that when Arjuna and Duryodhana went to Dwarka to seek help from Krishna, Arjuna takes Krishna. Arjuna took Krishna. He didn't take anything. Only he wanted to take Krishna. So Krishna loves to be taken by us also. In love, this feeling is always there. I am taken by this man. And the lover also thinks, I am taken by this woman. Means given, already life has been given. It is two-sided, not one-sided. And we see, Sri Krishna is totally submissive under Krishna, Radharani's love. Radharani's love is so powerful. This love brings Krishna under Srimati Radharani's control. And in Vrindavan we see all the devotees, they possess Krishna. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they think Krishna is our child. And he became their child. He gave himself to the devotees, and the friends of Krishna, they think Krishna is our friend. And he becomes their friend. And the gopis also. Krishna is our lover. Krishna Krishna is totally submissive to the gopis. Totally submissive to Radharani. This submission is both-sided. It's not one-sided. Or surrender is also both-sided. Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tang stataiva bhajamyaha. Whatever way one surrenders unto me, I also. Bhajami aham. I also worship that person. Or I give myself to that person. That is our real asset. The intimate relationship with Krishna is our ultimate asset. Param drishtva anivartate. If we do not have this asset or possessions or wealth, how can we give up the lower things of material enjoyment? So we should pursue our life very vigorously, with great speed, in that direction. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, chant Hare Krishna, chant. And Shikshastakam gives us, step by step information. As we go on chanting, then our hearts change and we feel so much separation from Krishna. We miss Krishna, the love appears in the heart. We develop the longing to be with Krishna. So it happens. So this is our ultimate asset or ultimate wealth. This is our dhana. Prema dhana. So transcendental bliss of an intimate relationship with Krishna, he renders service to him and tastes the mellows of Krishna consciousness. As Krishna tastes or enjoys our love for him, we also enjoy Krishna's love for us. The mellows, that the pleasure is there for both. So that's why spiritual life is so blissful life. And we are always anxious and looking for that pleasure, bliss, and it is available through Krishna consciousness. Now 127, ihate drishtanto joiche doridreo ghare sarbogyo ashi dukkho dekhi puchhaye tahare. The following parable may be given. Once a learned astrologer came to the house of a poor man, and seeing his distressed condition, questioned him. Purport. Sometimes we go to an astrologer or palmist when we are in distressed condition or when we want to know the future. The living entity is conditioned. Living entity in conditioned life is always distressed by the threefold miseries of material existence. Under the circumstances, he is inquisitive about his position. For instance, Sanatan Goswami approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to ask him why he was in a distressed condition. This is the position of all conditioned souls. We are always in a condition, in a distressed condition. We are always in a distressed condition. And an intelligent man naturally becomes inquisitive. This position is called Brahma Jigyasa. Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Vedanta Sutra 1.1.1. Brahma refers to the Vedic literature. One should consult the Vedic literature to know why the conditioned soul is always in a distressed condition. The Vedic literatures are meant to free the conditioned soul from the miserable conditions of material existence. In this chapter, the story of the astrologer, Sarvajna, and the poor man is very instructive. So, in this section, we are going to hear this very instructive story that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, a parable, a story about astrologer came to the house of a poor man and seeing his distressed condition, questioned him. So, we are not going to start, and let me see that. He is revealing the truth about the intimate relationship with Krishna, actually. From the story, what are we going to learn? It is about the previous verse, that 126. The Krishna Madhurjo Shevanando Praptiro Karano Krishna Seva Kare Krishna Aro Krishna Rasho Ashadano. This is the goal of Vedic literature. This is the goal of human life. And the process takes us to this point. We attain the transcendental bliss of an eternal relationship with Krishna. Whatever we are doing, we must have this goal in our mind. Do not lose the vision of the goal. Because if we think that by rendering devotional service to Krishna, I'll gain so much material facilities or material comforts in my life, it is wrong thing to say or to think. It will not work. Yes, by the mercy of Krishna, anything can happen. But that should not be our attitude or goal. So the goal of self-realization is this, the verse number 126. And whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the goal. Prayojana of life is Krishna Madhurya Shebanando. Sheba Anando, pleasure from rendering service. Madhurya, Krishna Madhurya, in an intimate relationship with Krishna, in the sweetest relationship with Krishna. This relationship, this intimate relationship is the goal. And to have that ananda through this relationship is the goal. As we understand the value of relationship in this world, most valuable relationship is this. And then we render service to him and taste. By rendering service to him, we taste the pleasure in Krishna consciousness. Our mellows of the Krishna consciousness. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from 126, he is now saying one drishtanta, the parable, through a story. What is that story? That once a learned astrologer came to the house of a poor man and seeing him, his distressed condition, questioned him. So we are not going to read further. Srila Prabhupada gave us also some understanding that sometimes it happens. We go to the astrologer or this or that to know this because we must find a solution of our problems. Ultimate problems are janma mitu jara vyadi dukkha. Janma mitu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshana. We must also stop these problems. It is possible through Krishna Bhakti, pure Krishna Bhakti. Temporary solution is not at all a solution. The permanent solution is the actual solution. And total surrender to Krishna is the solution. So, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for joining us, for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. It was a very, very beautiful, insightful class, Mataji, about what our prayojana is. Very, very nice. Everything you spoke was filled with realization. Thank you so much for giving us your association, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Preeti. Whatever I understand, I just share with all of you. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. I like the most important thing that only Krishna consciousness is our real asset. So thank you so much, Mataji. As Preeti Mataji said, that everything was so nice. So thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you
Hare
very
Krishna.
Much for sharing your realizations. Thank you very much. Very wonderful.
Thank you. Dhanabad pranam, Mata.
Pranam, Dhanabad. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Madhavatri. Gaurangi.
Hare Bol, Gaurangi.
Just one question, actually.
Yes.
You were saying that if we want to, come quickly to the platform of total surrender, we can, give up our material consciousness immediately. But you said if, and the if was, I don't think I'm going to pronounce it properly, but the if was, we have param drishtam. Does that sound familiar?
No, the point was what I was making. It means
wait a minute. This word, I'm trying to get this word because you did say this word. Do you understand?
Param drishtva nivartate. Yeah, in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter.
So what I was asking for that translation. What was that translation?
Seeing the param drishtva means by having the higher taste. Srila Prabhupada translated that.
Okay.
Then we can give up the lower taste, right?
Okay.
The translation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it is impossible.
Yes.
So my point was that how to achieve the ultimate perfection means is platform of self-realization. That was the point I was making. Platform of self-realization. We can achieve by seeing the param. I was explaining the word given by means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Shastra Atma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, right, in our class today, let me go back to that verse. So I was explaining the word Atma. This Atma is Param Atma. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Aponare Janano Krishna Moro Prabhu Trata Jivero Hoyo Gyano. Shastra Krishna through Krishna reveals himself through the Shastra Guru and Paramatma. Aponare Janano. He reveals himself. He makes himself known to us. He informs about himself. So these three items are absolutely important for us. The Shastra, we know, it is essential for us to understand Shastra from a bona fide guru or sadhu. Now guru, that is also most essential. Now Atma, Paramatma, Param Atma, Param Drishtva Nivartate. So I was explaining about that point. Without seeing Krishna, we cannot understand the science, that his gift. Or by seeing Krishna, very easy to give up our material attachments, lower habits or bad habits, you may say, or material consciousness, everything we can give up very quickly. By seeing Paramatma, Param Drishtva Anivartate. When we see Krishna, we also see ourselves. So self-realization also becomes very quick. We exist within Krishna. That is the whole philosophy. All Vaishnava philosophies are all about that. Advaitavad, but Vishishta Advaitavad, but Achinta Vedavedvad, but what is called Shuddha Advaitavad. But Swabhavik Veda Vedbad, Ved and Abhed, simultaneously. Only Krishna exists. It's a fact. With his energies, with his incarnation, that is Panchatattva, right? When we see Panchatattva, what we see? We see the absolute truth. The form of absolute truth. Absolute truth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is existing. Or presenting himself with his incarnation and expansion, his internal energy, his marginal energy, all together is absolute truth. Krishna is never alone. He is also localized as Paramatma. And he is also everywhere. These three things together is Krishna. So Krishna understanding is possible through Shastra, Guru and Paramatma. Krishna is so eager. So that point I was explaining.
Yeah. Thank you.
And very quickly we also come to the platform of surrender. When you see already you are within Krishna, where's the question of any keeping yourself distant from Krishna? You're already within Krishna. You cannot exist outside of Krishna, right? Isn't that fact or? This is a reality.
Now you just said, well, then once we see Paramatma and that we exist within Krishna, then very quickly we'll surrender. But I thought it was the other way around. I thought you have to surrender first, then you will see Krishna.
All together. It's not... It's not, separate or like material understanding this, that, after this, or after that, the Guru Shastra Sadhu, all, or Shastra Guru Sadhu, Atma, all are same on the same platform, transcendental platforms. Transcendental science is really this. When we really become enlightened, everything becomes so simultaneous.
But, you know, we often, the question that often arises among people, or the subject often arises, where people say, well, you know, if God shows himself to me first, then I will surrender. Then the answer always comes, no, well, we are the ones who are, like, in the wrong, so, no, we should surrender first, and then Krishna will be inspired.
That surrender is partial, never complete, cannot be complete. Unless we understand Krishna, we cannot surrender. Or see Krishna means realizing the philosophy. That's why it's so important to hear from Shastra. In the very second chapter, Krishna is speaking about that Param Dishtva Anivartate. At the end, he says, surrender unto me. Of course, Arjuna was surrendered before even the Gita started. For us, it is not. Means, if we submissive to Krishna's instructions, submissively, if we hear with a receptive attitude, means receptive, you know, attitude, intelligence, then it is possible. That is also surrender, partial, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a submissive mood, in a devotional mood, mm-hmm. with the intention to receive the knowledge, if I hear Krishna's instructions, then it is also surrender, partial, mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more we understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's point, we become very much full of light, you know, the whole heart becomes full of knowledge.
So I guess another way to say it is that, you know, it's like it goes back and forth, you know, in other words, the surrendering mood is there, and then in reciprocation for the level of our surrender, of our surrendering mood, Krishna reveals himself. So in other words, both will increase until Krishna fully reveals himself, and then our full surrender will be there.
Yeah, to the degree like we are eager. Yes.
So it's like a back and forth type thing, you know, our surrender.
But we may say that way. It's like a gradual, like from grade 1 to grade 2, grade 3, grade 4.
Yes, okay. And then finally, when Krishna reveals himself fully, you know, when we achieve, you know, let's say graduation or something, then only then our full surrender can be there.
Yeah, yes. That means what it takes. Full surrender, Krishna reciprocates, yes, as you are saying. But his reciprocation is more than our own endeavor. His mercy so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen soon, or it can happen anytime. He's so wonderful. Krishna is so kind. Krishna is so much eager to give himself to us. Total surrender means that we, as we give completely to Krishna, and Krishna also gets the opportunity to give himself completely to us. This is surrender. It is never one-sided. This is both sides. This most wonderful intimate relationship one can have in human form of life. Surrender generally doesn't give us much pleasure, the word. Surrender is most pleasant word for this devotee. Because we attain Krishna fully. We come in full Krishna, we come in Krishna's mercy fully through surrender. As one thinks that I am taken by Krishna already, I cannot be anyone's, right? Because I am already taken. So Krishna also thinks that way, I am taken by you. And he is very happy to be taken by us. This is surrender. Surrender also has so many levels. Because the word I heard, you know, this intimate relationship, it is possible through surrender. Then we relish. After that, we just relish. We just enjoy the pleasure of Krishna's love for us and our love for Krishna. Krishna enjoys. Then we enjoy the mellows in Krishna consciousness. And that is prayojana.
He said Krishna wants to be taken by us. Taken means he wants to be controlled by our love. Is that what that
means? Yeah. Yes. Yes. He is also full of emotions. He is full of sentiments. He's very romantic at heart. Life is dull, life is dead, you know, without love, without loving relationship. And what, where from it came? It came from Krishna. And that love has been given to everyone by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without any discrimination, he gave this love through chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So merciful, so magnanimous. You cannot even fathom how magnanimous Sri Chaitanya. And this holy name can do any miracle. As we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna. And holy name is more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's just inconceivable. This is so wonderful. I'm sorry, Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. I was lost in some way. Hare Bo, Hare Bo.
Wonderful. Your ecstasy.
Gaurangi and me both are crazy. Nobody knows about that. So nobody knows our relationship. We are both crazy people. Okay, thank you everyone. Thank you so much. I think we can end the class now. Preeti,
thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Melting our hearts.